And the last thing we'll touch on here, Rob, parlays. Parlays are something that I've, you know, I have a lot of success with them. I don't do them the same way most people do. I like to do, like, if I'm looking at a team that's, you know, two baseball team. Baseball is obviously my best sport, you know, along with NCAA basketball for handicapping and or gambling. And for me personally, I'll look at, you know, Houston minus 280 and the Yankees minus 280. You know, if I don't want to lay that, and me and you, Rob, talked about hating to lay the run lines. Like, I hate the 1.5 runs.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second for sure. But what I'd rather do is I'd rather just parlay the Yankees and the Astros at minus 220 each or whatever, and then have a straight bet, basically, you know, 1,000 to win 980 or something like that, or 950, whatever it comes out to. What's your take on that? Is that stupid? Is that something you ever do? Where do you fall into that, Rob?
Yeah, I think you asked me about that before, as an aside. You know, what's your take on, you know, parlaying a couple of large fades?
And then you could talk about the run line after that too.
Okay, and so I don't do that. You know, and there was a point in my career that I did do that pretty frequently, and came to realize for me it was minus EV to do that, just because, you know, it's still pretty random who's going to win the events. So for me, it's easier just to lay the juice. And I've got a bankroll that allows me to bet two teams at minus 180 for my full unit and not have,
right,
you know, if they both lose, I'm not out. You know, I'm fine. So that's part of the equation, I guess, is can you afford to lose both 180 dogs? Tommy G obviously can afford to lose whatever the fuck he wants. So it doesn't apply to you.
he meant 180 favorites.
For our subscribers, you know, that may be a consideration for you, but it's fine for me and Tommy to lose both of those in Preston. But so I'd rather just play them separately because I just look at them as two events and I'd rather not have one affect the other one. So that's sort of where I'm at with that. I do want to talk run line versus money line, but that's – Cheetah, what's your take on the parlays?
Yeah, I think
– how much the parlays do you do?
Sure. So parlays, it's very similar to like teasers, except it's less discussed because people generally assume parlays are negative EV, but they can be positive. So an example would be two baseball bets. Say you have two minus 180 favorites that both you probably say Rob's true line on one of them is minus 205 and his true line on another is minus 198. And so if you're able to parlay, like basically using minus 205 and minus 198, you can actually mathematically just do the math and figure out what percentage of the time both of those teams win.
Right.
Right. And so when you parlay two minus 180s, that is in essence giving you a percentage of the time that both of those teams win.
65%.
So actually, you know, you can figure out is this going to be profitable long term if I'm paying this price to get two teams that win at, you know, say 69%. I think Rob might have said in the background. I didn't hear it very well. But so is the price I'm paying for minus 180 and minus 180 going to pay off long term if my true lines are like close to minus 200? And which I think it would. So actually, it can technically still be a positive play. For football, it'd be similar. If you have two teams that are laying 7.5, in your true line 7.5, and both teams are like minus 6, and you saw a money line parlay them at, you know, plus 110 or whatever that would be, and two teams at minus 7.5 would probably be more like something that should be true line minus 120, then you're getting like a 25-cent edge. And so that's actually a profitable parlay long term. So it's all still relevant to what your true line is, where you think the line's supposed to be, and then going from there and actually just like breaking it down to see if it's going to be an expected profitable return long term.